Welcome to Your Five for the Day. In the Gospel of Luke, we come across two characters who make their appearance in the final acts of the Christmas story. One is a man named Simeon, the other is a woman named Anna. They don't appear in any nativity scenes or in any Christmas cards, but they are significant players in the first Christmas pageant. Both of these individuals were waiting in anticipation for something. Actually, they were waiting for someone. Simeon was righteous before people, and he was devout in his relationship with God. Things weren't going at all well for the nation of Israel. They hadn't heard from God for many years and were under Roman rule. Simeon had good reason for his hope and anticipation. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Simeon's expectation focused on the comfort that Christ would bring, and he was longing for the Messiah to come and bring his comfort to the Jewish nation. This desire to be comforted is a universal human need. We all struggle with loneliness, emptiness, insecurity, even desperation. The Holy Spirit prompted Simeon to go to the temple courts at just the right time, on just the right day, that Joseph and Mary were bringing their infant to the temple. When Simeon looked at the baby Jesus, he knew that God's promise had been kept. Here was Emmanuel, God with us, to make everything right, to provide significance by his presence, and to eliminate rejection, fear, and loneliness. Simeon reached down and took Jesus out of Mary's arms and began to praise God. As he broke out into praise, he acknowledged that God had not only fulfilled the individual promise to him, but also the promises of the prophets to send the Anointed One to comfort both Jews and Gentiles. The other Christmas character waiting with anticipation was Anna. After her husband had died, she had dedicated herself to fasting and praying in the temple. In fact, the Bible says that she never left the temple, but worshipped day and night. She was looking forward to the same person as Simeon was, but with a different focus. Instead of looking for comfort, Anna was looking for forgiveness. Coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. When Anna saw Jesus, she gave thanks to God and spoke of him to all who were waiting for redemption. Here at last was the one who would save his people from their sins. When Jesus came, he provided the very things that Simeon and Anna were waiting for: God's comfort and his forgiveness. Let me ask you a question. What are you waiting for this Christmas? Whatever it is, Jesus can give it to you. Can you identify with Simeon today? You may be really hurting right now. You may feel lonely, empty, afraid, and stressed. Do you need some comfort, some consoling? Do you need a fresh sense of God's presence? If so, you can find what you're looking for in Jesus. He came to console us right where we're at. Or do you identify more with Anna? Are you plagued with guilt this Christmas because of something you've done or the way you've been living? Do you feel like you're trapped in a pattern of sin that you can't break out of? If you need forgiveness, Jesus can give it to you today, if only you will repent and believe in the one who died that you might be forgiven. I can think of no better time than Christmas to do just that. Thank you for listening, and God bless you in the new year.